Good afternoon. An increasing southeasterly wind is pulling in moisture off of the Atlantic and from the Gulf of Mexico out ahead of a storm system which continues to develop in the Tennessee Valley on its way toward the eastern Great Lakes. On this trajectory, we'll see more rain through the afternoon, perhaps just a couple of pockets of freezing rain in the highest mountain valleys of the Adirondacks and Greens in northern Vermont, but predominantly rain through the rest of the day, and it could come down in heavier bursts from time to time. Meanwhile, temperatures have been struggling, but will still climb steadily through the 30s and into the lower 40s by this evening. Overnight, as the storm draws closer, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will begin to work its way toward us along with a cold front. This will produce more rain and fog, and the rain could come down heavily at times, and there's even the chance of thunderstorms as the energy punches through during the late night hours. Temperatures all the while will continue to climb through the 40s and in some cases even into the lower and middle 50s by sunrise. Most of the steady rain will be gone by early tomorrow morning, still scattered showers left over, and will start off the day in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cooler air will start to flow in on a southwest and eventually a west wind flow tomorrow. Still with scattered showers in the afternoon, temperatures will slide back into the 40s. Colder air will begin to flow in tomorrow night, and on Friday we'll have more in the way of sunshine. High pressure will build in, and that sun will mix with some clouds as temperatures struggle to get back to 32 with a stiff northwest breeze. The weather will stay dry into and through the upcoming weekend with high pressure in control, highs in the middle and upper 30s on Saturday, and back into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Another disturbance could bring another shot of rain and snow on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of central North Carolina and far south central Virginia. Strong low-level wind fields will likely be in place throughout the day today, with strong mid- and upper-level winds eventually moving in. As a result, an impressive environment will exist during the afternoon with bulk shear greater than 60 knots, with storm motions likely over 50 knots across much of the mid-Atlantic region. The primary storm mode will be bowing line segments and clusters, but a few discrete supercells are also possible. Given the strength of the flow and the anticipated storm mode, the primary severe threat will be strong wind gusts, with some gusts over 65 knots possible. A strong tornado or two is also possible given the strength of the low-level flow and the expectation of at least modest instability. This storm will also produce heavy rain, and flash flood watches have been issued for the eastern slopes of the Appalachians, and a swath of heavy snow is also possible in parts of the Midwest and Great Lakes on the cold side of the storm from St. Louis through Chicago and into Detroit. Winter storm warnings are out for these areas and blizzard warnings for parts of Illinois just south of Chicago into northwestern Indiana, with 6 to 12 inches of snow possible with wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Harlingen and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City breezy with rain in the lower 50s, Boston rain in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo rain and possibly a thunderstorm with highs near 40. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 37 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 65 set in 1985, and the record low 11 below zero in 1894. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening 5:38 p.m., 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any pockets of freezing rain will change over to just plain rain for the rest of the day, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More rain and fog tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures rising through the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and fog through the afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures rising into the 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Rain this afternoon, also areas of fog with highs in the lower to mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, and possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures rising through the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain this afternoon, also areas of fog with temperatures rising into the mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, and possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures continuing to rise into the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Rain this afternoon, also areas of fog with highs in the lower to mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, and perhaps a thunderstorm with temperatures rising into the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild, lower 50s during the morning, scattered showers with falling temperatures in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Friday, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 30s Saturday, partly sunny and 40s on Sunday. Another chance of rain and snow on Monday in the 40s to start, then temperatures fall through the day. And a mix of sun and clouds in the 30s again on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.